Welcome to the Daily Groundhog.
What's going on, everybody?
Oh, didn't
play that. And I apologize. We do like you. Who's there?
Dishes.
Dishes who?
Sean Connery.
Yeah, that's not Connery. That was a horrible impression. Fifth. I mean, you can do it.
You should take offense.
That means you learn something for once, finally.
Very chunky.
Right. Never tried to do your impression.
Well, you Kermit the
Frog. That's close. I got that one.
Thank you. Did that.
Anyway, so your wife sent this article.
Yeah,
wife is she finds the most random stuff in the world.
Thought people shooting
other
funny. That was keeper. This one's better.
This was
as you were talking about the dishes.
Dishes.
Run with the thing. Go for it.
Okay.
Run.
Wouldn't it be awesome?
Somebody coming to house.
Like a
dirty
dishes.
Like a maid.
Yeah.
But the challenge of this one is came into your house.
Wasn't planned.
But you come home and your dishes are down here.
We'll see. I know Adam wants to, with their food delivery service, they want to be able to come in your house, put your groceries away, leave. That's actually what they're trying to push.
I'm
dead serious.
but even that
you allow scheduled. Them. You know, yeah, that's scheduled. Even you know they're going in. You know what leaving.
So
you're,
I don't remember what state this is, but what my wife said was
that
lady.
My wife read the article. I didn't read the full article. My wife said it was what? Colorado, one of the sea states.
The picture of the woman.
He is on
some sort of drug.
Well, I'm going to take the picture and it'll be on the clock. It'll be on the video.
With that being
said,
so this woman, she
walks in the house.
Down on the people's
couch.
Oh, yeah. Dogs got love.
Yeah.
So give
the dog.
And then
she went.
Kitchen. It's dirty.
So she walks
in the kitchen.
Does the dishes.
Does the dishes.
And then just leaves. Now,
here's the thing. I'm torn. Perfect. I get that. That's the part I'm torn on. I really wouldn't mind someone just coming into the house and do dishes and cleaning up a little bit and then leaving. I mean, you don't think that would freak you out if you leave? They were coming to the home. Our house is usually clean all the time. I mean, anyway. But
it's
incredible.
But it's... Yeah, stranger. No, that's not happening. If you didn't know, and I broke into your home, everybody was gone. Maybe you're spotless. Would that bother you? Okay, gotcha.
It would be great on the side. Yes.
I don't have to do it.
Or Bonnie doesn't have to do it.
But
then you like,
but this woman
did we do this before we left?
Oh,
I don't know. That's
what we're crazy. Are we crazy?
What's going on?
But the lady didn't take anything.
She didn't. Here's the thing is that she was ended up getting arrested. But the only way they heard her is because she went door to door, knocking on people's doors and soliciting, "Can I do your dishes?"
That's the rest of the story.
So she went door to door and offered. So this one answered. She's walked door to door.
Well, yeah, because again, the people walk home. They're like. The dishes are done, the dog's a little skittish, and they're like, what the... So they call the police, and then basically the call started coming in about this,
crazy
woman.
Because no one wants to do their dishes. Who would break in our house and do our dishes?
Yeah.
I'm sure there's some mental health issues there going on with this lady, but
absolutely.
On their side, do you really want to press charges because she did your dishes?
No, I think
charges are trespassing. I broke into your house and I left $1 million on your table. Would you press charges for breaking and entering?
Not at all, but $1 million versus dishes. I mean,
it's about the same thing.
If you broke into my house, $100 bill on my table, that might
say,
yeah.
You can't be a good Samaritan today, is what you're telling me. It is impossible to be a nice guy.
Apparently. That's
what. But yes, yes, the image of this lady, she was hopped up on something. That is 100% true. There's around that. There was straight out. I mean, it's a different thing. Would I want that to happen? Would I not want that to happen? Chores for kids, kids to do. I mean, it drives me crazy when I see parents that don't have their kids do anything. And then their kids literally turn into worthless pieces of crap who live in the basement and try to parents because they did not get allowed to give him consent to be born. So, I mean, that happens. If you don't make your kid work, they're going to sue you for not consenting to being born. Yes, and help people out by doing the dish for them. Well, they pressed charges. They didn't press charges. They probably did. I don't know.
She was arrested.
Okay, so she was arrested.
Cops have some sort of report, something.
I don't think they went to the family. They went and found the lady in the tank while she was all, and then when she came to normal, do you know what you did last? We don't have that part of the story. We just have the other part.
I have a relationship.
I cleaned my house. You cleaned someone else's house. Oh. I pet my dog.
Did I do a job?
Were they happy? Yeah. No, I mean, I can see the wrong in it. I mean, I also see it in it, too. I mean, it's one of those things I do. I don't know how I would fit. I mean, if someone came in and were missing, then I would feel violated, but nothing, it's just clean. Cinderella came to my house. Clean my...
What would we call that company? We should create a company. Breaking and cleaning. That would work. Poor planned out business, by the way.
Because you're really not getting any money. You're just voluntarily really cleaning.
Let's go find home and just break in their house. There is not too many houses in our country that I cannot break.
That said, I've never broken into a house that was not mine or my dad. In real estate business. But with all that said, though, I've seen houses that were nasty houses.
But you break someone's house.
Yes, actually. Broke into a house when I was a woman. And I got in, we opened up the front door, we brought in a Christmas tree, brought in a teddy bear the size of you, we brought in about $300 worth of gifts. So, yes, I broke into some.
Almost.
That's a business right there. Almost is the name of the business. Anyways, we'll talk to you guys later.